At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. Preseason proper kicks off tonight, and we've got one of the best teams ever, maybe the best team ever in the preseason, the Baltimore Ravens playing. They've won 20 straight preseason games. But you know what? Some sharp bettors are betting against the Ravens tonight. We have a best bet around that game. In New England, Mac Jones not playing the second game tonight. The line moved almost 6 points. We'll talk about line moves in the preseason, what exactly they mean. In Cleveland, there's speculation Jimmy G might be dealt for if the suspension of Watson is extended. Vegas has not moved anything. No odds adjustment on that news. Here comes a full hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a preseason kickoff, except for the Hall of Fame game Thursday, live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. I tell you, there's a lot of money to be made in the preseason. And we're going to have a best bet extravaganza today. It kind of happened. 20 after the hour, AJ Hoffman, he's known as the fan who beats the man, has an early college football week zero best bet. You can get down on early because, hey, the lines move against the sharp action. At the bottom of the hour, I've got my pick. I gave it yesterday, but I didn't have a chance to give the full handicap or any of the handicap. I'll be giving that at the bottom of the hour. And special on tape, Fezzik, who from the podcast, we did an extra recording for him. He has a best bet on that Baltimore game. So that's tonight's action. AJ, an extravaganza.
an extravaganza indeed, RJ. The NFL preseason, you said proper kicks. I loved the difference between preseason week one and the Hall of Fame game is massive to me. I suddenly care about this, but it's live tonight with two games. The Jets signed three-time All-Pro Dwayne Brown to replace Mekhi Becton, and the Browns reportedly looking into a Jimmy G trade should Deshaun Watson's suspension be extended. What is the Vegas lead, RJ?
Well, let's start with the preseason kicking off, and let's look at that the Ravens and how they approach it, because really this is going to be, to me, about how you bet the preseason if you bet it. But a lot of people who bet don't bet the preseason, and a lot of people listening to the show don't bet. So it won't just be that. It will be what can we expect in the regular season that is a result of how teams play in the preseason. For example, let's look at Aaron Rodgers, right? So Aaron Rodgers is talking about not playing, and he's justifying it, right? Oh, there's nothing to be gained from it. One possession, whatever. Okay, then play a whole game, or at least play a half. The question is, with all the new receivers, they could use some reps, but they're not going to get them. And at least in game conditions, does that affect Green Bay, let's say the first half of the first game, or even the first quarter of the first game? So, and then you look at other teams that are aggressive, like Harbaugh. Yeah. Now, the other question is he too aggressive because of injuries and such, going for these wins? It's a balancing act. The league has certainly moved, as you know, the league has moved in the direction of players not playing. I think it's an interesting conversation. Baltimore is the poster child for the extreme the other way of engaging with the preseason.
Yeah, John Harbaugh, obviously we know about the 20 straight wins, but against the spread, the second best coach in the league, 36-15-1 career in the preseason, 71% ATS.
Okay, now, 20 straight, and again, a lot of people know about it, but I'm guessing if we could do a poll that there's 30% that had no idea. So 20 straight preseason wins.
Now, an all-time record that they broke last year.
Yeah. And let's think about this. The longest streak during the regular season, was that the New England team off the 18-0? Or I guess they would have been 16-0. I think they won like 23 or something. Mackenzie, can you check that?
Yes.
But think about this now. In the preseason, you used to have four games, and then now you've got three. So it's so much harder to get a 20-game winning streak because you only have so many chances. Like the whole thing about the more reps you have, you lose, you win, you lose, you win, you lose. You can do that for a long time, but then you just got to get hot. Well, 20, it's not just, but you know what I'm saying. But to have like literally Harbaugh in his career has how many games in the preseason?
He's got 52 games
in his preseason career. Yeah, about half of his games, a little less than half of his games are during this streak. So in a weird way, if we take off the 20 in a row, well, I guess you got the ATS record, which is, I think, 17-2-1, right, during that time. So to me, if you look at it and take away 17-2-1, Harbaugh wasn't that great before this streak.
Make him 19-13-1 or ATS.
Yeah, which was decent, right? Nothing wrong with it. But at some point, a switch was flipped. Now, let's think about this. Lamar Jackson's been there. Now, he hasn't played in every game. But don't forget, they run the offense that Lamar runs with the backups, right? So it's that same offense. And I just think teams that don't, and this would be my general advice. If a team plays them a good bit during the regular season, which is going to be – I don't think they ever play in division for preseason, right?
No, I don't believe that happens. I don't know for sure, but I'm almost certain it doesn't.
All right, so that means the teams that play Baltimore the most aren't going to get – don't see them in the preseason, the three others in their division. But Tennessee, I would make the case, has played Baltimore as much as any team outside of their division with two meetings in the playoffs, right? Isn't that interesting that the action on this game tonight has been nonsensical based on the 20-game win streak? You think 20-game win streak, 17-2-1 ATS. That's amazing. But the line in this Baltimore game has moved towards Tennessee. AJ, why don't you give the line breakdown?
Yeah, the current number is the Tennessee Titans +3 at even money, the Ravens -120 at -3.
Yeah, so the line opened up. So a little extra vig that way, but so you could say 3.2 or some variation of that.
But Baltimore last week was as high as -4.5.
So 4.5 it opened up at. And then it's gone. Upon news that Jackson wasn't going to play, and people weren't certain, it dropped to 3.5, and then it's continued to go down. Now wait a minute, it's the preseason. Harbaugh's the best preseason coach. The Ravens, with Lamar's offense, the best preseason team, and the line's moving against them with the Tennessee team that historically. Entering last season, they were 2-6 against the spread in the preseason with Vrabel. So now they actually did 2-0-1 last year, so they're 4-6. So they have a below 500 record historically, one push, below 500 record with Vrabel against the best preseason coach of all time. But the line's moving one way, and it's against the 20-0.
Does it seem to you like J.K. Dobbins getting hurt in the last preseason game last year? They've now broke the record. Maybe it's if there's ever been a time to take off the gas in the preseason, this would be it, right?
Have you met Harbaugh?
I've not.
I mean, have you seen him on TV, right?
I have seen him on television a few times.
Does he seem like the let the foot off the gas kind of guy?
He doesn't, but I mean, once you lose your running back for the rest of the season in week one.
Isn't this another example of you thinking that everyone thinks like you?
Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah. So you wouldn't have done. And here's the funny thing about that. They ended up having multiple injuries after the preseason in the time between the end of the preseason and the regular season just by practicing so hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously that, you know, the thing that showed me more than anything NFL players think differently, it was about 10 years ago, maybe 8. Well, no, I guess it would have been less than that. When did Shazier get hurt? The Steelers linebacker got hurt against the Bengals. And it was like, you know, 20 minutes on the field, and it looked like, you know, they were putting him in the, you know, the to remain stable, the neck, the whole thing, right?
Luckily, 2017.
Yeah, so 5 years ago. And luckily he, you know, he wasn't able to play again, but he recovered. That was one of the hardest hitting games, probably the last really hard hitting game I saw in the NFL, like the old Ravens Steelers games, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh in that game. And when Shazier went off the field, I had a moment of like, wow, this is just a game, you know, and I love the game. I love the Steelers, but they're playing so hard. And that guy might not, you know, high stake guy, it might not be, who knows, right? Recover. And I thought that they're all going to wake up, you know, not wake up, but they're all going to kind of say, man, let's rein it back in. It got harder hitting after that. These players just are not normal when it comes to fear. They just don't get scared. And to me, Harbaugh just doesn't have that in him. He doesn't have fear. I mean, Belichick's the same way. You know, think about all the times Brady was in the game when it was 40-3. Like they hardly ever put a backup in.
You're right.
And because it's Belichick, his saying is, Mike Lombardi talks about this, is if you know when they're going to get hurt, tell me. I won't let them in that play, you know? So if you don't know, now it's what, every play is a risk? Well, how do you win, or how do you get better at football? By playing football.
Right.
Right? So I don't think a lot of, you know, 7-on-7 drills necessarily get the linemen any better or help the tackling. And all we got to do is look at the tackling and in the NFL the last couple of years and say, does it seem like this approach, this don't play our starters during the preseason is a good thing?
I mean, I think it worked for the Rams is probably what people will say.
But it's easy when a fourth seed wins the Super Bowl. I mean, it happened. right? But the idea that, I mean, all you got to do is look, and they have almost everyone back except OBJ, but they got the Bears receiver, which is probably an upgrade. In fact, I think certainly an upgrade. They lost Von Miller. Yeah, I mean, net, they're probably pretty neutral, you know, meaning a Super Bowl champ that's keeping a vast majority of their talent is not rare, but it's a great thing. And they're, what, the third and almost the fourth favorites just in the NFC?
Yeah.
I mean, the market is saying this team got on a run, and, hey, they get it, man. Give them credit. But when you're the fourth seed, it's kind of hard to say that let's do it that way, you know? Because the question is, did the San Francisco game, was there anything about the preseason when they dropped the interception? I don't want McKenzie to get upset.
No, I don't think any extra reps would have caused him to make that interception or not. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I would say is, we're going to do a study, and we had one, and we'll update it, is how these teams that really are inactive in the preseason, they don't want their starters on the – or at least their key starters on the field at all. How do they do early in the first game? Because let's be honest, last point in the first segment. The 2012 collective agreement with the union – decreased a lot of practice time, a lot of opportunity for the coaches to coach up the players. Now, Belichick, from that point on, has believed that the month of September, the entire month, four games, is like an extended preseason. That he's not ready, even back when there was four games, he took him all the practices that they used to have pre this new agreement, and I guess it's a second agreement back now, and those got taken away, and now you're taking away preseason game, a game. I don't believe if Belichick needed back then four games, the people that aren't playing any game, the teams that aren't playing any games in the preseason, what do they need? And maybe there's certain teams. Now, the thing about the Rams are they have a very simple offense. It's like the run and shoot in a way where there's option routes, and it's a or maybe like the air raid might be the way to say it. If you notice, the Rams do particularly well on short weeks. When they play a Thursday game, they've done really well under McVay because they have an offense.
Because it's not complex.
Yeah, and now it's complex in its execution, but it's kind of like there's like six decisions a receiver can make, and maybe he's in three different positions, so there's like 18. And again, I don't have the depth of knowledge to explain it exactly, but by all accounts, the Rams have a simpler offense. Maybe they need less time, but again, if you're not tackling if you're not tackling at all except games, how do you get better at it?
That's a good question. By the way, the answer to your question earlier, 2008-2009, the Colts won 23 straight regular season games.
Oh, it was the Colts. Okay. So to me, winning 20 preseason games is almost or more amazing because they've had so few chances to have a streak like that. Because fourth as many preseason games, at least there used to be, than regular season. So,
well, and there's so much turnover year to year. Like that, for the Colts to have turnover between in one offseason, like you have to keep that rolling for 6-7 years for to get to a 20-0.
Yeah, but they did it in the regular season, so it was over 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the Ravens is more impressive because you have to get with a new cast every year, basically.
I agree. Well, listen, we don't want to get behind on our best bets. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, right out of the chute, A.J. Hoffman with the first of three best bets this hour. Stay tuned.
When he's R.J. Bell, I'm A.J. Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
When you have a best bet extravaganza, you can't waste any time. We got three best bets coming up. One from AJ next, me a few minutes after that. We got one recorded from Fezzik in the with the feature game, the Baltimore game tonight in the last segment. But first, AJ, you've got a college football game. And here's the thing, week zero, and we can be sure that you love this game, because there's no marquee factor. Go.
There's no marquee factor between Wyoming and Illinois. I'm going to go under 44.5. Wyoming is a grinding, defense-oriented, clock-killing team at their best. their offense is far from its best, though, coming into the year. They were killed in the transfer portal, basically became a farm system for bigger programs, and didn't bring back anything in return to inspire hope. Lost both their quarterbacks who got playing time last year. Their starter is going to be a transferring junior who's never had a start. Their top running back left to Arizona State. Top wide receiver's gone to Texas. And Illinois, they're a disaster on offense as well. They were 115th nationally in scoring. Failed to break 20 points in 7 of their last 10 games in 2021. They brought in Tommy DeVito from Syracuse to compete with Art Sikowski at quarterback, but DeVito hasn't seen consistent playing time since 2019 due to injuries and poor play. This is going to be an ugly game, just like both coaches want it. Under 44.5, Wyoming and Illinois, week 0.
And I could have told you Danny DeVito was not going to be able to quarterback in Division One.
Tommy DeVito.
Okay. I mean,
Danny DeVito would be the second shortest quarterback in the league right now.
Behind Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
That's funny. I wonder if those two, I think I saw a picture of them once and they were equal height. So I wouldn't tell. Danny DeVito. I was thinking, do people remember? And then it's like, oh, that Always Sunny is a big show now. I don't watch that. All right. So let's talk about your handicap. One, it's not enough to say, I'm going to pick Wyoming, Illinois. You're like, but the squares are picking the side. I'm picking the total, baby. But you know what?
I had a feeling you were going to give me grief on this game, the total.
I like the handicap. I like it. 44.5 is a key number. Well, 44 is a key number. So how do you get key numbers? You just go sevens and threes. And, you know, 37 used to be a key number. Now in the NFL, it isn't because it's never that low. 44, and then the key numbers have changed. Now 51 is a key number now. It's just increments of 3 and 7. 44 is one of the most key numbers. So one, it's good to get that hook above that. That's why you're releasing it early. I think it's smart. Number two, let's talk about the transfer portal for a minute. This is what I envision, and tell me if this is what you're seeing. And I haven't really followed it, so this is my theory. Players who are better than the average player on their teams, if those teams are not top five teams, you know, there's maybe top 10, they would want to jump if they can, you know, if they're the jumping type, right? Some people aren't, just players aren't going to leave, right? But a lot are, if they have the opportunity. So let's say you are at the 100th best school in the country in general, all right? And when it comes to football, and you're the second best player on the team, chances are you can jump up, and let's say you can jump up maybe 50 slots. So now you've gone to the 50th best team. Is that what's happening, or is it that people are, if they can jump to the top tier, Alabama, you know, even a level below that, but, you know, top 10 type 12 program, they're doing it? I know they're doing that. Are the people in the 100th program jumping into the 50th is my question.
They are. Yeah, there's smaller increments, like you said. Jumping to Alabama is an easy no-brainer if you're able to do it. But, yeah, everybody, if you can take a step, if you think it's going to help you with your NFL career, some of these guys, Isaiah Nayer, the wide receiver I was talking about that transferred to Texas, wasn't super recruited early, like when he was coming out of high school, but now he catches 12 touchdowns at Wyoming. Suddenly, Steve Sarkisian and I'm sure a bunch of other coaches are calling him saying, hey, what do you think? It's almost like when you go to one of these small schools, it's a chance to showcase yourself for the NFL factories, for the bigger college football programs, because that's what all these guys' goal is, to get to the NFL.
Except we're talking about programs that are not NFL factories. We're talking about the 50th best program in the country as opposed to the 100, which I think they do have better facilities typically. They do play more TV games, all the things that help you as a pro. So here's what's fascinating. If we break up the league into, or the NCAA into three groups, right? The top 30 or so, you know, the middle, I don't know, 40 or so, 50, and then the final 40 or so, right? Some combination of that. Three groups. It seems like what's going to happen is, if the middle of the road teams in the middle tier, they lose players to the top tier, but they should be getting players from the third tier.
Yeah.
But here's where that doesn't fly. Most of those programs don't have the resources to properly scout and effectively recruit, even if it's not directly recruiting, recruiting through their branding, recruiting through, you know, hey, we're a good place to go. Now, that's interesting. The schools can't, like, reach out to players on another team, right?
No.
Okay, so...
But not until the player enters the transfer portal.
All right, so the act says he's now a free agent in a way. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
And at that point, it's a recruiting... You can enter the portal without knowing which team you're going to.
Exactly.
Oh, you're saying... it's like someone on Facebook going from, you know... dating to, it's complicated.
Yes, it becomes
saying,
complicated.
I'm taking incoming calls right now. All right. but do you agree with me that the amount of recruiting it takes to, listen, there might be 100 players that want to go to a school. They got to decide if they want to take them, right? So it's all about who's good, who they're looking to get. I'm sure there's going to be whispers going on. You don't think like at, you know, let's say there's a school in the area, right? Let's say Ohio State. Now, Ohio State's a different tier, right? But let's just say they were the 20th best. Let's say Penn State. If there's a couple schools around there that are in the third tier, you don't think Penn State is going to – and I'm just saying Penn State as an example. You don't think Penn State's going to have a situation where they got someone whispering in players' ears, hey, you know, I shouldn't say this, but the coach caught your game last week. He was impressed, you know. It would only make sense.
It would only make sense. And I think the key for these mid-tier teams that you're talking about is when they get their guys poached from the bigger teams, what they've got to backfill with are guys who are in that, you know, outside that top 20 who aren't getting the playing time that they expected, and hope that those guys who were bigger recruits that aren't getting playing time can end up being something for your smaller program.
Excuse me. So you're saying it's not just going to the tier behind you. It's going to a similar or the same tier, but just disgruntled players.
Yeah.
But except for the extreme cases like Ohio State, where they, you know, Burrow and receiver to Alabama and all that stuff, is if you're not playing at a school that's a competitor. So let's say that it's I don't want to say Kansas because that's ridiculous. Let's say it's Colorado and Missouri. I don't know. I think they're pretty close,
okay.
Right? Is all right, but I know they're in different conferences now, but the idea of if someone's not playing for Missouri, how much could they help Colorado, assuming they're about the same level program?
Not much. But it may be a positional thing. Maybe Colorado's looking for something that Missouri's got an abundance of.
Yeah, and that's like pushing around parts. Yeah, it's a late free agent signing kind of thing in the NFL. It can matter, but if you're getting your best couple players, like every year two of your top four players is leaving, you better do something else. You better get two top players from someone that you've got the same advantage to compared to as Alabama has to you.
Yep.
And I just don't – I think the schools that are able to do that operationally, logistically, and some of that's going to be money, some of that's going to be how good of a CEO the coach is, I think that's going to be a big difference maker. You agree?
I agree. Yeah, I do agree 100%.
Any other last thought on the portal, what it means for this year? Obviously, we'll get into it as the season is upcoming, but one big, 45-second macro picture.
I think for this year, I think now that it's closed, there's nothing going to happen until ends again.
What I mean is how the transfers between last year and this year are going to affect this year.
Oh, I mean, I think there's a handful of guys that are going to affect greatly. The guys who moved from Oklahoma to USC took USC from being a four-win team to now the fifth favorite for the national championship. And, of course, Lincoln Riley's a part of that, too. But a lot of that is player movement. Texas, who didn't have a quarter, their quarterback transferred to Nebraska, but really didn't have a quarterback on roster. They get a highly touted recruit who was stuck behind C.J. Stroud at Ohio State and Quinn Ewers. Now, suddenly, Texas, there's some hope for those guys. So I think that there's a handful of guys every year. There's probably going to be 10 or 12 guys who are real difference makers at the top.
Yeah, see, I think the real story is, and that's a story for sure, but I think the real story is the teams that are going to get gutted and just get caught flat-footed and, you know, be in a situation where they lose four of their best five players.
That's what LSU's been basically, that's what they're trying to recover from now, because everybody transferred out at the end of Orgeron's era. And Brian Kelly's a good recruiter and he's bringing in some good talent, but it's almost building from scratch.
Yeah, yeah. And some schools are going to be less open to taking recruits or taking transfer.
Yep.
So in a way, if you're Alabama or something, you want to be a little more selective, okay. But if you are standing on principle, like what Notre Dame I've read is going to be pretty selective, right? Like they usually
yes.
are. Man, that could hurt them. Now, listen, the theory is if you go to Notre Dame to start with, you love it, you probably leave less often.
Right.
But boy, I think the schools like a Stanford, that it's hard. Like it's hard to have them pass the criteria to get in to start with. To have those players leave, or some of them, and then hope to get other players in that have to meet that same criteria through the portal, that seems like a challenge.
That is going to be a challenge. I think the schools that have higher admission standards, they are going to be, they're going to struggle with the portal. Not the teams like Notre Dame, who are, like you said, most guys are going to stay, but teams like Stanford for sure, who, you know, if they've got a chance to get to a greener pasture, it's going to be really hard to replace those guys.
Okay, in a minute, my best bet.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm A.J. Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, R.J. Bell.
So the game's not even on? Who cares? The game is fine, but, you know, that's after our show's over. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to have a super jumbo last segment. So let's take our break now. When we come back, we're going to have my best bet, Fezzik's best bet, and more. We'll give you what the odds are on that Field of Dreams game also. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Not one, but two best bets in this segment. One for me, one on tape from Fezzik. Fezzik's is the big game tonight. Mine is a finishing up, a completion of the pick I gave yesterday, just no handicap because we ran out of time. First, though, there is the Field of Dreams game. It's the Reds and the Cubs. Now, remember, this is a neutral field. What's the latest lines, AJ?
Cincinnati minus 115, 8.5 the total.
Okay, so if, I don't know, are people watching Field of Dreams on one screen with the volume down? But, you know, I get it. That was not my movie. You know, I didn't love that movie. But a lot of people love it. Love it. Okay, we've got the big game. 20 straight. I mean, it's not preseason week one big game. Yes, 20 straight wins from the Ravens in the preseason. An all-time record. George Halas didn't do as well. Vince Lombardi didn't. Chuck Knoll. You think Don Shula did, AJ?
Nope.
You could just name anyone, baby. Harbaugh, the Harbaughs, if they have an opportunity to somehow win and it be unfair because they're trying hard or something, they will do it. That's one thing we know about them. So why in the heck is the line gone? Why has it gone from 4.5 Baltimore to 3? So it's dropped from 4.5 to 4 to 3.5. To 3, even though over 60% of the tickets are on Baltimore and 60% over of the money is on Baltimore. So you got most of the tickets, most of the money, a 20-game winning streak, and the line's moving the other way. Wow. You kind of figured this is a spot Fezzik would want to be pouncing. We've got his tape best bet on this game. Let's listen.
Thursday night NFL football. You know, I know Baltimore is pretty good in the preseason. How good? Harbaugh likes to win 20-0 straight up, 18-2 against the spread. Despite that, if anything, the line's leaked down a little bit. It's like 3.2 right now. Baltimore's laying 3 to 3.5 against Tennessee. Shop around, try to get the 3.5 in Tennessee. As long as you get +3, -100, that's fine. I think that the fact with that track record that money's coming on Baltimore, that's pro money, that's saying Baltimore, very injured team last year, they're not going to prioritize the preseason this year like they have in past years because it's pretty much well documented that all those injuries train wrecked them last year. Just keep everyone healthy this year. Should be a really close game. Baltimore probably finds a way to win. Tennessee plus the 3.2 best bet.
AJ,
that sounds like
that, your take there, buddy. Go ahead.
It sounds like Fezzik is trying to do what you scolded me for earlier in the show, get inside the mind of Harbaugh. It seems like that's what Fez is doing.
Here's the thing that Fezzik's doing, is, and it's smart, is he knows this line move makes no sense. And thus, it's going to be sharp, professional money that's got a hand. You don't have to, listen, if Billy Walters walks up and makes a bet, I don't have to know why he's making it. As long as I trust he's making this bet with the intent to win it, not setting up another move, which he does a lot, I'm going to bet every game of Billy's I can. Right? Great professional bettor, Billy Walters. You know, same thing with others that I respect. I do think that he's wrong on the handicap, though. I would be willing to say this. If anyone wants to, I don't solicit bets, but AJ, if you want to bet me that Baltimore will be 2-1 or better in this preseason, you know, because in theory, being 2-1 is 66%. That's pretty good. I'm willing to say if I'm not 2-1, you win. I don't think anyone's taking that bet.
And I don't think so either.
And you know why? Because, one, they're scared of the 20-0, but I don't even think Fez is taking that bet. And I think what it is one, why have the Ravens been so good in the preseason? Some of it's intention, some of it's will, right? They want to win. But a lot of it is they have an offense with Lamar, and it doesn't matter if Lamar's in the game or not. They're still running that offense that no other team in the NFL runs. So if you're in the preseason, you don't play the Ravens a bunch typically because the in-division teams don't play in the preseason typically. So now it's like, are you going to get ready during this precious week for this one defense or offense that you aren't going to play anyone like them probably again this year? Or are you going to just take your lumps in the preseason and move on and use that time for something more productive?
You said in pre-production, this happens a lot in college football when a team sees an option team once every 5 years. There's no need in spending all this extra time preparing for Army in one game because you've got 11 other teams on your schedule that are going to look nothing like that.
But you suffer against Army in that case.
Sure.
So to me, I think that's why the Ravens, one of the reasons they've done so well, but Tennessee nullifies that. In Lamar Jackson's years in the league, only two teams have played the Ravens four times, and it's Tennessee and Kansas City. So Tennessee is as familiar with the Ravens as anyone outside of the division is, and thus they're ready on defense for it because they play them so much. And this is a team that has a rivalry at this point, and because of that, I think that Vrabel's going to be looking to win just as much as Harbaugh because they're both kind of, you know, hard guys. I think that you add that all up, all the Ravens' advantages disappear, and it's a normal game. 3 points for the home team. Any thoughts on that, AJ?
I agree with all of your. I agree with it all completely. I do want to get to Josh Allen, your handicap on that. Speaking of running quarterbacks, a lot of people waiting for your best bet.
You know something? I have the equity to do this. I could rush through this handicap. We get them so much good information. I'm going to give the pick again and the handicap tomorrow.
Oh, boy, we got a lot of games to go through tomorrow.
Ed, don't worry, buddy. No one is going to complain because when you're getting picks like this, the pick is under Josh Allen rushing yards.
Over Josh Allen rushing yards.
Yes, over. Who would say under? Over Josh Allen rushing yards. And the concept is simple. Is if you look at the three-year average, so I'll give a little of the handicap. If you look at the three-year average, this number is exactly right on the season. But he ran much more last year, and he ran much more in the second half of the year. So all the proximity, everything that's more recent, that's more applicable, has Josh Allen running more. If you take the last half of the year in the playoffs, he would run for over 1,000 yards in the regular season. And this total is much, much lower than that. We'll get deeper into it. It's a really strong bet. Over Josh Allen's rushing yards.
That number's 550.5 right now, and I agree with it. Josh Allen, obviously, the success came when Josh Allen started running late in the season. If you missed any of today's show, including any of the Best Bets extravaganza and previews of both NFL games tonight, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. Even more on that Josh Allen prop, and there's a ton of NFL games that we're going to be able to preview. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.